And good morning. This is NPR Illinois. I'm Sean Crawford. The Sangamon County Board has announced nominees for the newly established Sangamon County Mental Health Board. The funding for that board was approved by voters this spring. The idea grew out of a recommendation from the Massey Commission. A total of 9 nominees will be considered this month by the county board. You can see the names. They're at our website, nprillinois.org. The Mental Health Board will be responsible for evaluating community needs, establishing funding priorities, and overseeing the distribution of resources to local service providers. Many farmers are facing a challenging economy that's forcing some of them to make tough choices about how to invest in this season's crops. Michael Marks has more details.
The cost of key inputs like diesel fuel have risen sharply in recent months. At the same time, most crop prices are low, limiting a farmer's potential return. That means some producers will skimp on costly resources like pesticides and fertilizer. Dee Jones, an economist for the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, recently spoke to a local farm co-op manager about fertilizer demand.
He said that producers have been pretty reluctant to buy a lot of fertilizer because it's such a marginal production year. They're trying to decide if the crop is going to be good enough to justify the high fertilizer costs.
Jones says farmers worried about turning a profit this season likely won't spend more than their insurance will cover. I'm Michael Marks, Harvest Public Media.
Community school programs could cut services because of uncertainty with federal grants and a potential decrease in state funding. Rebecca Kinsey is a community school supervisor in Normal. She says families rely on the program for in-school resources and after-school programming. She adds when funding is uncertain, employees leave and programs get cut.
We've been in positions before where we thought we'd have to cut our team, and I cannot overstate what that would mean in our schools. To a child, that's one more adult they thought they could rely on who disappears.
Kinsey says if students lose these programs, it could lead to drops in attendance and more behavioral issues. Education officials in the state say they need to come up with a new way of counting low-income students. Capital News Illinois reports the Illinois State Board of Education is asking for $200,000 more in its budget for next year to develop a new system. Under the state's evidence-based funding formula, the number of low-income students enrolled in a district helps determine how much state aid that district gets. Currently, the state bases that on the number of students enrolled in federal aid programs like the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. But enrollment in that program is expected to decline due to new restrictions included in the One Big Beautiful Bill Act that Congress passed last year. Currently, nearly half of the state's 1.8 million public school students are classified as low income. As we look ahead to our weather for today, right now we're at 50 degrees. Looks like we will reach a high around 82. We do have a blowing dust advisory, which will go into effect for the afternoon hours here in central Illinois. This is NPR Illinois.